A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Aduluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonde Uwaidot, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our discussion and meditation, we're considering the Word of God from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 20, and in verse number 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Let me read that passage of scriptures in the Contemporary English Version and the Message Bible Translation. Contemporary English Version says, I now place you in God's care. Remember the message about His great kindness. This message can help you and give you what belongs to you as God's people. Notice what that scripture says there. Certain things belong to you as God's people. As a child of God, there are certain things that belong to you. As a covenant carrier, certain things belong to you. And so Paul the Apostle is saying here, I am handing you over to God. I am placing you in God's care. And you must never forget the message about His great kindness. The message can help you. The Word of God can help you and will indeed help you to get what belongs to you as God's people. Certain things belong to you as God's person, as God's child. The message of God, of His kindness, the Word of God will help you to take delivery of those things. Message translation of Acts chapter 20 verse 32 says, Now I am turning you over to God, our marvelous God, whose gracious word can make you into what He wants you to be and give you everything you could possibly need in this community of holy friends. Paul said here, I am handing you, turning you over to God. God is central in possessing your heritage, in inheriting with the saints. God is the giver and He remains constant. The Bible says every gift that is good and perfect is from above, from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither any shadows of turning. There is no variableness with God. There is no shadow of turning with Him. What He has promised to give, He is going to give. God is unchanging. God is unwavering. There is no shadow of turning with Him. And so I am turning you over to this God who is constant. Then He said, our marvelous God, whose gracious word can make you into what He wants you to be. Notice that God's word will make you into what He wants you to be before He gives you everything you could possibly need in the community of friends. So the word of God will first make you before He gives to you. That is the divine order. The reason why many people who are born again have not obtained anything meaningful from God, the reason why they have not obtained their inheritance in God, is because they have not allowed the word of God to make them into who God wants them to be. God's word wants to make you into what God wants you to be. There is what God wants you to be, and until you be what God wants you to be, you cannot get what you possibly could get in Him if you don't become what He wants you to become. It is very important, and it is that simple. You have great and exceeding promises in God to inherit in Christ. They are in God, and we can only inherit them in Christ. And don't forget, the Bible makes it clear that God has made us qualified to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. We are qualified, and it is the word of God that qualifies us. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12 says, giving thanks to the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints. In Genesis chapter 12 verse 2, God told Abraham, I will bless you, I will make your name great, you will be a blessing. The redemption package includes power, includes peace, includes riches and wisdom and glory and honor. These are the things that are freely given to you. They are to be yours. You are to enjoy and to inherit them. But the truth is, God does not give any inheritance to the uncooked or to the unprepared. He will cook you. He will prepare you. And it is the word of God that will cook you, that will build you up, that will prepare you so that you can get your inheritance. God will not give you what he has prepared for you until he prepares you for what he has prepared for you. And to do this, God will depend on his word to build you up. And that is why he has graciously given us his word. We study his word so that we may become like his son. What God wants us to be is to become conformed to the image of his son. As you read the word, as you study God's word, he wants you to see yourself in the mirror of his word and make necessary adjustment in your life and in your destiny. As you study the word of God, begin to remove your rough edges, every habit that contradicts the word of God, every sin, you begin to eliminate them from your life. This is how the word of God prepares you for what God has prepared for you. Blessings, riches, honor, power, peace, glory, and wisdom. God has prepared all these and many more for you, but he has to prepare you for them. Let the word of God build you up, dear listener. The word must build you up before it will give you that which belongs to you. And so Paul said, I am commending you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up. And then, after he has built you up, he will now give you your inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Dear listener, how built are you? How matured are you in Christ Jesus? How matured are you in the things of God? The word of God that you have been hearing, each time you appear before God in fellowship, in church on Sunday to hear the word, Paul said, don't allow the message to pass you by. Don't forget those messages. Remember the message about his great kindness. You must always remember these messages and put them to work in your life. Put them to use in your destiny. That is the way to get built up in God so that you can obtain your inheritance in him. The promises of God are yea and amen. The word of God can never fail. The inheritance is there. It is yours. There are great riches that God has prepared for you. Great, exceeding great, and precious promises that God has prepared for you. But what has been stopping you? What has been preventing you is your lack of preparation. You have not been prepared. You have not been built up for those things that God has prepared for you. You are still a babe. The here, as long as he remains a child, differeth not from a servant. He is not going to get what has been prepared for him because he has not grown up. And the point there, listener, is the need for you to grow up in Christ, to grow up in God, to mature, to go on to maturity, to move on to perfection, so that the promises and the inheritance of God can be yours to enjoy. It is important for you to be built up. Let the word of God build you up. Let the word dwell in you richly. Let the word build you up. Let it grow you. Let it mature you. There is that need. It is an urgent need for you to be cooked, for you to be built up in order to inherit those things that God has promised, those things that God has prepared for you. And it is your responsibility as you personally study the word of God and pray, and as you join other believers in the study of God's word, join other believers to study God's word so that the word can build you up. Even Job said, I have esteemed the word of God's mouth more than my necessary meat. In Psalm 66, verse 10 to verse number 12, you may go through all sorts in life, and the purpose is that you may be built up and be brought to a wealthy place. God may cause men to ride over your head. He may pass you through water, pass through through fire. Ultimately, he will bring you to a wealthy place. He will first prepare you, he will train you before he delivers to you your great inheritance with the saints. Let God's word build you up so that he can give you what he has packaged for you. Again, beloved brethren, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Let God's word build you up and then get set for your inheritance. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning. Father, help me. Let your word dwell in me richly and build me to maturity. Let it take me to maturity. Let the word build me up and prepare me for my inheritance in you, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, let your word dwell in me richly. Let your word build me up. Let your word mature me and prepare me for my inheritance, in the name of Jesus. Let that word accomplish your purpose, your task, your mind in my life and in my destiny, in Jesus' precious name. Lift your voice and pray. Our Father, let the mirror of your word correct every defect in my life and in my destiny. As I look into the mirror of your word, let every necessary correction and adjustment be made. Give me the help, the grace to make necessary correction and adjustment to my life as I look into the word, the perfect law of liberty. Lord, let me not just be hearer of your word, deceiving my own self. Make me a doer. Give me the grace to be a doer of the work, that I might be blessed in all that I do, in the name of Jesus. Father, pray, let your word build me and give me my inheritance among the sanctified. Let me not miss my inheritance, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and begin to claim your inheritance in God by faith. I claim my inheritance in my redemption package. I claim the blessings of the Lord. The blessings of God are mine. I take delivery of the blessings of the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I receive wisdom and blessings and glory and riches and honor and power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everything that Christ Jesus has made mine, I take delivery of them by faith, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this evening, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral, as we study God's Word together. Don't forget, the Word of God will first build you up before it gives you your inheritance among the sanctified. 5:30 p.m., let's study God's Word, our Ezra Project. You may wish to join that Bible study teaching on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Prepare to attend our Revival Crusade program, 10 days at Shiloh, running from the 25th to the 3rd of September this year. Details will come later. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Never forget to forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.